Should Pokémon collectors switch to One Piece in 2026? What transfers, what does not, and what to buy first? Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Do not sell a Pokémon collection just because One Piece is hot. TCG Player ranked Pokémon second and One Piece third by Marketplace GMV in Q2 2026, so this is a wallet share migration inside a growing market, not evidence that Pokémon collapsed. Buy one English One Piece starter deck, play three real matches, and move only the duplicates or sealed products that no longer serve your collection. Your condition discipline transfers, the leader, Dawn, counter, and local play decisions do not. The most useful version of this question is not which fandom wins, it is which habits survive the crossing. Pokémon taught millions of collectors how to inspect condition, build binder goals, understand sealed configurations, and care about exact product identity. One Piece asks those same people to learn a game in which the leader begins in play, Dawn, creates tempo, cards defend from hand, and a local community can matter more than a chase illustration. Imani followed the market ranking, official rules, product records, and the repeated stories of Pokémon collectors who became One Piece players. Here is the bridge without the bonfire. Are Pokémon collectors actually moving into One Piece? Yes, some are. No credible dataset says Pokémon collectors are leaving as a class. TCG Player's Q2 2026 Marketplace report ranked Magic first, Pokémon second, and One Piece third. It also noted that One Piece had outsold at least one member of the traditional Big Three for a third consecutive quarter. That makes One Piece a major market, not a rumor. It does not turn every "I sold Pokémon for One Piece" Reddit post into a population study. The posts still matter because they reveal motivation. Collectors describe moving budget toward One Piece because they enjoy the manga art, recognize the characters, see active local play, or discover that their cards can become a deck rather than a static binder page. Other posts come from collectors who started playing after months of buying for art. That is a behavior shift worth covering. Imani's verdict is deliberately less dramatic. Keep a Pokémon core, test One Piece as a player, and let 6 weeks of behavior decide the budget. A collection that survives a cooling-off period is probably part of your identity. A stack of duplicates that immediately becomes two playable decks may have found a better job. What Pokémon collecting skills transfer and what must be relearned? Your eye for condition, language, addition, sealed integrity, and product configuration transfers immediately. So does the discipline of setting a binder goal instead of chasing every release. Sleeving, side-loading binders, dry storage, and photographing valuable items remain useful. What does not transfer is the product logic. A Pokémon Elite Trainer box is a mixed package of boosters, accessories, storage, and often a promo. A one-piece starter deck is primarily a ready-to-play deck with a fixed list. A booster box is not a beginner deck, and a beautiful alternate art leader may be the wrong leader for the cards you own. The game logic changes more sharply. Pokémon uses a 60-card deck, prize cards, Pokémon in play, and energy attached to attacks. One Piece uses one leader, a 50-card deck, a separate 10-card Dawn. Deck, a life area, and cards that can carry counter values from hand. Official One Piece construction also requires the deck's colors to match the leader and limits cards with the same card number to 4 copies. That means your first important collectible is not the rarest card, it is a coherent leader plan. Which One Piece starter should a Pokémon collector buy first? Buy SD23 Shanks when the priority is a readable first deck and a clean introduction to pressure, Dawn, allocation, attacks, and defending from hand. Buy SD30 Ace and Luffy when you specifically want that leader identity and are willing to learn a newer, more headline-driven plan. Neither deck becomes better because its box number is larger. Before purchasing two copies of any starter, read the list and ask which starter exclusive cards the intended upgrade actually needs. The old blanket advice to buy two starter decks exists because some lists include fewer than 4 copies of important cards. It is not permission to double every carton automatically. Play the sealed deck first, identify the weak turns, then compare the cost of a second deck with the cost of the singles you truly need. A booster box comes later. Boosters expand a deck and satisfy the joy of opening. They do not guarantee a legal or coherent first list. If the goal is merely to collect characters, define the exact character, set, rarity treatment, language, and condition before buying randomized product. I collect One Piece is not yet a collection boundary. Use the 3-match switch test before selling anything match 1 is about procedure. Learn setup, Dawn. Refresh, draw, the cost area, attacking, counter, life, and the difference between a character and a leader. Do not grade the game while you are still locating the phases. Match 2 is about decisions. Notice whether you enjoy allocating Dawn, between developing the board and increasing pressure. Track when defending from hand feels clever and when it feels expensive. Ask whether your leader gives you a plan you want to repeat. Match 3 is about the community. Play with another person if possible, visit a local store event calendar, and inspect the upgrade route. If you're still thinking about the deck afterward, fund the next step with duplicates. If you only want the art, keep the collection small and explicit. If neither play nor collecting pulls you back, you bought information at starter deck scale instead of learning through a liquidated Pokémon shelf. Are you switching as a collector or becoming a player? A collector can stop at a character page, an artist treatment, one sealed starter run, or a language-specific set. A player needs a legal deck, opponents, rules fluency, and a plan for upgrades. A hybrid buyer needs both, which is wonderful and financially capable of becoming a small weather system. Ask 4 questions. Would I still want this card if its price chart vanished? Will this purchase be shuffled, displayed, or stored? Is there a finish line? Do I know who I can play? The answers determine whether a starter deck, singles, sealed product, or nothing is correct. Community discussion repeatedly shows collectors becoming players once they try the game. It also shows players warning newcomers that opening product is not the same as assembling a strong deck. Both groups are right. The important thing is to stop making one shopping cart perform 2 incompatible jobs without noticing. What should you buy, keep, and avoid? Buy one starter, keep the Pokémon pieces with a defined job, and avoid randomized inventory until you understand the deck you want. SD23 Shanks is the default teaching recommendation. SD30 Ace and Luffy is the fandom-forward alternative. Ascended Heroes remains a coherent current Pokémon ETB if the goal is a promo, accessories, storage, and a contained opening experience. Avoid mystery lots, loose unsearched packs, listings that hide language or deck code, and any seller whose photos do not establish condition. Avoid using a Japanese listing to price an English card without checking print and demand differences. Avoid a booster case as an emotional response to one sold-out local shelf. Most of all, avoid the false binary. You do not owe a franchise exclusivity. One Piece can become the game you play on Thursday while Pokémon remains the collection that knows your childhood by name. Final verdict, Pokémon is not being replaced. One Piece is earning a serious share of collector attention and converting some collectors into players. Keep the Pokémon collection that still has a purpose. Buy One Piece starter, play 3 matches, verify the local scene, and fund the next step with duplicates instead of panic. Frequently asked questions. Are Pokémon collectors switching to One Piece? Some are, and public threads document individual moves. TCG Player Q2 2026 still rank Pokémon 2nd and One Piece 3rd, so the evidence supports crossover and wallet share migration rather than a mass Pokémon collapse. Is One Piece bigger than Pokémon TCG? Not in TCG Player Marketplace GMV for Q2 2026. Pokémon ranked 2nd and One Piece 3rd. One Piece is nevertheless a major current game and has repeatedly outsold at least one traditional Big 3 title. Which One Piece starter deck should a Pokémon collector buy first? SD23 Shanks is the clean fundamentals recommendation. SD30 Ace and Luffy is the better choice when that leader identity is what will make you play repeatedly. Should I buy 2 copies of a One Piece starter deck? Only after checking the fixed deck list and the upgrade list you intend to build. Some starter exclusive cards may justify a 2nd copy. Buying 2 automatically can cost more than the singles actually needed. Can Pokémon sleeves and binders be used for One Piece cards? Standard size protection often transfers, but verify the manufacturer dimensions and sleeve condition. Replace stretched or cloudy sleeves and use a deck box that fits the fully sleeved deck without pressure. How many cards are in a One Piece deck? Official construction uses 1 leader card, a 50-card main deck, and a separate 10-card Don. Deck main deck colors must match the leader with up to 4 cards sharing the same card number. Should a beginner buy a One Piece booster box, not as the first and only product? A starter deck supplies a coherent legal deck, a booster box supplies randomized cards and is better after you know the leader and upgrade path you want. Are Pokémon or One Piece cards a good investment? Puzzlewick treats cards as games and collectibles, not guaranteed investments. Reprints, fees, condition, liquidity, language, and demand can all change resale outcomes.